Now, something we like to do, and that is bring interesting authors to the audience. And McFarland publishes so many good books, and we came across this book. It's called The Complete Baseball Scorekeeping Handbook. This is great because people love to keep score.
Yeah.
And there's different ways of doing it. The Complete Baseball Scoring Handbook, written by Andy Wirkma, W-I-R-K-M-A-A, and it's McFarland. But, Andy, it's a pleasure to have you with us. I love the book, and tell us, how did you come upon this subject matter? Because it's dear to the heart of so many baseball fans.
Well, first off, thank you, Marty, for having me on your show. It's a real pleasure and a thrill. As far as how I came to write the book, I'm an attorney, and years ago I started coaching baseball from basically with my kids. And I had an assistant scorekeeper who kept a beautiful, beautiful scorebook, absolute work of art. And I was so impressed with it that I started keeping score myself. I'd never done it before. And then when I got into games, I would get into situations where the answer of how do you score that was not obvious. So I'd go to the rule book, and it was obvious pretty soon, you know, fairly quickly I realized that, hey, this rule book needs some explanation. So the idea entered my head is, you know, as an attorney, I'm used to dealing with rules, regulations, what have you. I'll go through this, and I'll try to explain everything. And in doing that, I learned a great deal, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, it's terrific. Pat, go ahead. Patrick Connor is with us, Andy. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, thanks, Andy. I'll be the first to admit I'm not a scorecard guy, but I'm not a detail guy either, which contributes to a lot of my failures. But I would ask, just not being a scorecard guy, how has sabermetrics affected the evolution of the scorecard, or is the scorecard the same today as it was 100 years ago?
Yeah, well, sabermetrics really doesn't play a part in scorekeeping. I mean, people have been keeping score of baseball games pretty much the same way from, like, you know, Cartwright. But sabermetrics comes into it because the numbers that are generated from a scorecard then have to be analyzed or, you know, cataloged. And, you know, it used to be just batting average, slugging, on base like that. But Saber, of course, brought in a lot of new concepts and very sophisticated formulas. So it's you know, the Saber is like uses what scorekeepers put down to make their actually very remarkable numbers.
All right. Andy Wirkma, W-I-R-K-M-A-A, is with us. The Complete Baseball Scorekeeping Handbook. A little bit of the history. You mentioned Cartwright. Father Chadwick. Remember Father Chadwick?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Father Chadwick came up with the K for a strikeout, and it still lives today.
Okay.
But
right.
What's the simplest way to keep score? Now, originally, he used letters to identify the fielders. Then it came to the numbers. So if you're a new person who just says they want to keep score and they want to learn how to do it in a very elementary way, what do you tell them?
Buy my book.
All right.
If you want to do it in a simple way, you know, every program in every major league park has, you know, what you know, they claim is like a good scorecard. A lot of them leave a lot to be desired. But they all have the basic thing of numbering the players and, you know, how do you show a base hit? How do you show a run scored? And actually, going back to Chadwick didn't invent it out of whole cloth. He basically copied from cricket and, you know, and then modified it to suit the baseball.
Yeah, we still have the K. That was from Chadwick, and the K is for a strikeout. Andy Wirkma is with us. Andy, one thing I have trouble keeping score in this category is the number of pitches thrown by a pitcher and also the count. What's the easiest way for someone, again, I don't want to say novice, but just the regular guy or woman who wants to keep score?
Well, keeping track of pitches can be done a number of different ways. Not to plug my book, but in my book, you can see a scorecard where it actually tracks not just the number of pitches, but the sequence of the pitches. So, in other words, you can look at an at-bat or a plate appearance and see, like, the first pitch was a called strike, the second pitch was fouled off, the third pitch was a ball, the fourth pitch was a ball, and then the fifth pitch was, a single to the left field or something like that. So there's a lot of ways to do it. There's a lot of ways to do it. But if you look at my book, you can see I've come up with a way to do it, which is relatively easy to do. Just got to pay attention.
Andy Workma here with Marty Lurie, Patrick Connor from the Public House. And, hey, I just thinking sociologically or culturally and about baseball, and Marty talks about the romance of baseball, but with the fact that you can follow along and basically watch a digital scorecard throughout the game, every game going on at any one given time, why do you think the scorecard has been able to maintain life in today's day and age?
Well, I think if you ask any scorekeeper, anybody that enjoys keeping score, it gets you into the game. It involves you in the game, and you have a much better understanding of what's going on. You know, you can look back at what happened, project what might happen, what's going to happen. I know that often scorekeeping is called a dying art, but quite honestly, it really isn't, because although people in the stands don't keep score as much as they used to, there's still a lot of scorekeeping going on. I mean, think about it, even youth leagues, even T-ball, you got people, you know, keeping score, you know, keeping track of stuff. So, scorekeeping, you know, when the bug bites you, it bites you hard. And at this point, I can't go to a baseball game without keeping score, quite honestly.
Yeah, I agree. Now, what kind of a scorecard do you recommend? Do you like the book? What do you recommend?
Well, I used a lot of different books over the course of years. There's one, like a classic one, Wilson puts it out. But actually, I devised my own scorecard, like everybody, I think it's really great. But what I did was I took like all the best elements of the scorecards I have in my collection of scorecards, got rid of the garbage, and then came up with a couple of innovations as well. Made it nice and big, good quality paper, plenty of space, you know. So, but there are a lot of good score books out there. A lot.
How do you get yours?
You can email me at aw1950@aol.com.
All right, say that again.
Aw, my initials 1950, which I'll leave you to guess what that's
right,
all
I can
about.
Figure that out.
At AOL.com.
All right, very good. I think I'm going to do that. I'd like to see your.
I got to tease you, Andy. Of course, a guy that promotes the scorecard is still on an AOL email, right?
Well, you know what?
Is AOL still in existence?
Well, he's just pimping his AOL account. And by the way, my girl, she still emails via an AOL account. So I'm just busting your balls in a good-natured way.
Well, I'm an Earthlink, so I don't know.
I'm going to call you on my flip phone later and tell you what I think.
Hey, those are hot in Korea and China right now. They're hot in the streets. Trust me, Andy.
All right.
Okay.
AW1950@AOL.com.
That's right.
I'm going to do it because I'd like to see how what it looks like. I appreciate it. I keep score. I make it very simple because I got to do the post game show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if a batter comes up with a runner in scoring position, I put a red circle around that at bat.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a home run, I put an HR. If he goes to second after a single, I'll put a dot in the upper right hand corner. If he's thrown out at the plate, I'll go 9-2. And I make it as simple as I can. That's what I do. Do you make yours that simple, or is it more complicated?
Well, you know, it depends. Like, if I go to a game for pleasure, and I'm having a couple of beers, excuse me, or whatever, I will keep a very simple scorecard. But if I'm, doing an official scorer type of deal, I'll keep much more detail in terms of, you know, the sequence of pitches and other things of that ilk. So, but that, you know what? That's one of the great things about baseball scorekeeping. In the United States, there's not one single way to do it. Everybody's got their own way to do it, and everybody thinks it's the best because it suits them. Outside of the United States, as I discuss in my book, there are these very rigid rules about how to keep the scorecard, an official scorecard, and they have like all different colored pencils. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Huh. Very good. Well, I enjoy the conversation.
Yeah, it's fun. Thanks,
Andy.
Very
good. Andy Workma, WIRKMAA. The book is The Complete Baseball Scorekeeping Handbook. I've got it here. If you're at the Public House, you can come up and take a look at it. It's really quite good. McFarland is the way to get it, or I guess through other outlets as well, Andy?
Yeah, you go online. You can get it there quite easily.
All right. Nice to have you on. Now, who do you root for? What kind of fan are you?
I'm a fan of the game. right now, to be honest with you, I'm a little bit rooting for the Cubs because it would be great to see that problem that they've had for over a century go away at long last. But no, I mean, I follow the New York teams because I'm nearby, so they're on the front page every day. My favorite baseball team, the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Very good. Now you're touching my heart here. Okay, very good. I detected that New York accent. Did you hear it, Pat?
I heard a little bit of it.
A little bit of it.
Yeah.
A little bit of it. All right.
Forget about it. It's Jersey. Watch The Sopranos.
Forget about it. All right. Yeah. Andy, thanks so much. I enjoyed it. The book is The Complete Baseball Scorekeeping Handbook. We have so many people who do keep score. I think they'd have a lot of fun looking at it. So I appreciate you being on.
All right, Andy. Thanks, man.
That's great, Marty. That's great, Patrick. Thank you for having me on your show, and thank you for spelling my name right.
And I'm sending you an email. I want to see your scorecard. I'd like to see it.
Okay.
All right.
Very
thanks.
Good.
All right. Very good.
That was interesting. That was fun.
Yeah, that was great.
Is Amy G going to get jealous with her Smarty Marty and all that?
I like these kind of interviews.
You have a great attention to the game and a great respect for the romance of baseball, and you acknowledge it. And that may be the single one symbol of the romance of baseball is the scorecard.
Exactly.
Because you don't see it in any other sport.
That's right.
In football, it'd be very difficult to chart yardage. And there's just baseball is most of the action is between the pitcher, the hitter, and the catcher. So it's set up for something like that. It really is baseball.